The Democrats embrace Grover Norquist. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Lobbyist Grover Norquist calls the tune when it comes to taxes. Most Republicans in Congress have signed his pledge to oppose any effort to increase tax rates.
Our job is to say no to tax increases and watch that pile of cash begin to decline.
Well, Grover Norquist, meet your new best friend, Democratic Senator Patty Murray.
If Republicans won't work with us on a balanced approach, we are not going to get a deal.
Which means she and her colleagues are ready to drop their efforts to raise taxes on wealthy taxpayers and just let all the Bush tax cuts expire on schedule at the stroke of midnight, December 31st. That would mean not only a big tax jump for the rich, but also the middle class. Families making $100,000 or less would see their taxes go up as much as $3,400. But that plays right into the Democrats' hands, because once the reality of a giant tax increase sinks in, which I figure will happen at about 12:01 a.m. January 1st, Democrats will then propose cutting taxes for just the middle class. And what will the Republicans do?
Are they going to continue opposing the Democrats' middle class tax cut once the slate is wiped clean?
No, she predicts they'll check the wording of their tax pledge and discover they're no longer voting on a tax increase for the rich, but a tax cut for the middle class, even though the result is exactly the same. If the kissing cam came on right now, I bet Patty would give Grover Norquist a big wet one right on the lips. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.